Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Money FM 89.3. Now, a new centre was launched in Bangkok last month to help Singapore startups expand into Thailand. Located at Innovation Space True Digital Park, it's the second international centre set up by the Action Community for Entrepreneurship, or ACE, a private sector-led organisation to drive entrepreneurship and innovation in Singapore. The first one was opened in Nanjing earlier this year.
Well, these centres provide a support, a framework for startups beginning to operate in unfamiliar markets, and this includes access to business matching events and legal advisory sessions as well. Well, we speak to Action Community for Entrepreneurship's Chief Executive, Edmunds Neo, to find out more. Edmunds, welcome to the show. Why are these centres important, and what role do they play?
Hi, Howie, Bernard, thank you very much for having me here again. Yeah, the centres play a very important role, especially at a time that we want to help our startup to expand beyond the shores of Singapore and enter into the new markets. So they play at a centre point where the startups and our Singapore various programs can congregate at the centre and use the centre as a launch pad into the new markets.
What exactly will the centre do, though? And how does it help the Singapore SMEs in Thailand? And will it extend to other regions outside of Thailand?
So what we do is that usually we will base our centre in the startup hub, right? The location within the country. So in this particular case, Bangkok is a vibrant city where it's pretty already internationalized. And we are using that as a launch pad to go into the greater Thailand area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us, Edmunds, what is the criteria for SMEs to be part of this?
Mm. All right. So we look at, of course, both startup are also SMEs. Essentially, for a company, in order for them to scale overseas, they must have their product and traction already based in Singapore. And they also would need to have a certain understanding or pre-market access research being done already, and also enough financial capabilities for the expansion.
So that's not something the centre will help with, that in terms of research and whether or not there is a scope for that particular product to enter the Thai market?
No, we do. So there will be pre-market access and post-market access services that we do, right?
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So even before the startup sign up for the program and they say, hey, they want to enter into the Thai market, we will conduct a series of what we call the market insight programs conducted in Singapore itself. And we will work with a startup to understand their key interests, their business model, and the industry that they want to go into. And with that, they can do the preparation work before they go.
What sort of preparation work do they do before they come to you in Bangkok?
All right. So over here, we will work with them on understanding on the key industry that they want to enter. So in this particular case, say, for example, in Thailand, certain key technology areas that will be more suitable. For example, Thailand is pushing very much for Industry 4.0. They have a good deployment base for agriculture, food tech related area. And they're also looking at med tech, right, DigiHealth. Yeah, so these are the areas that we think that there will be more opportunities for them. One of the other areas that we thought could also allow our tech company to deploy their technology will be in the automotive industry, mm-hmm. where they are undergoing a kind of a transformation to electric vehicle, right? So there's a lot of opportunities for our startup dealing with technology to go in there to work with their SME deal in this particular industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Edmunds, you can tell us, how did ACE decide on the region? I mean, in this case, it's Bangkok, the location in the region, and how is it staffed?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. Strategically, we are looking at the high-growth startup ecosystem within Southeast Asia first. Essentially, of course, Singapore is leading. Then we have Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, and Vietnam. So these are the four key ecosystems that we are looking at. Thailand is a little bit more strategic, given that from our standing, there is no Singapore center over there. Whereas in Indonesia, there are already some Singapore present. So essentially, we can refer them to our partners. Thailand also is a very interesting city. because firstly, it's not too far away, right? Mm. And in terms of being a very open economy, I think it's also easier for our startup to go in to Thailand itself. And in terms of the areas of development, e-commerce, digital health, industry 4.0, these are very aligned to what we are trying to build here in Singapore. Mm. So while we can develop a technology here, we also need a bigger market to do the deployment.
Mm. Mm. We're speaking with Action Community for Entrepreneurship's Chief Executive, Edmus Neo. Edmus, how much time was needed to research the appropriate region to set up? The first one was in Nanjing. And how was it done? Who did you consult?
Nanjing, we worked very closely, of course, with both government, the Singapore government, Enterprise Singapore. And for Nanjing side, we worked with the Nanjing local government. So it's a G2G, P2P kind of arrangement. And it took us about a year after signing the MOU to really set up the center. A lot of preparation work, contract negotiation, and putting together the suite of programs. So when we go in there, we don't just set up a center. We will bring in all our different playbooks and methodology in terms of building up the startup ecosystem into Nanjing. And we also need to train the local team in order to run the space.
Right. Mm. Yeah. What about for Bangkok?
For Bangkok, it's about the same. We have, I think we took about 6 months after we first met up with True Digital Park to sign the MOU. And then after the launch, because the True Digital Park was still undergoing construction, right? Yeah. So it was only officially launched September this year.
Yeah. Mm.
But our program already running there since April.
Okay. Maybe you can talk us through, Edmus, what challenges do SMEs face when they're trying to internationalize, when they're trying to go international?
The common problems that the SME face or startup face will be understanding the local environment, how to navigate the different business regulations, how to set up the companies. Essentially, it's also looking out for the right partners and potential business deals. So
I imagine language sometimes,
of course,
too.
Of course. So the one thing that we have discovered or learned along the way while we do all these different market access program is that it's very difficult to push a startup and say, hey, you go there and set up a company without a real business deal. Mm-hmm. So today what we do is that we do a lot of business matching to make sure that there's real potential business deal in the country for the startup to have the reason to go in there. And when they go in there with an anchor customer, it's much easier for them to start off from there.
Yeah. What about other regions that ACE might be intending to set up centres, and why those particular regions, Edmus?
So recently, we have been working very closely with the Japan side. We have seen a lot of Japan MNCs and conglomerates are looking expanding into Southeast Asia and investing into Southeast Asia. The positioning will be a little bit different. What we do is that, in fact, end of this month, we are going to bring 7 startups over there to a very large scale innovation matching program. So from there, we are hoping to introduce our startup to the Japanese MNC, at the same time attract them to Singapore, to use Singapore as an innovation hub and base to reach out to the Southeast Asia region. So we will be
working. There is a goal to set up a center in Japan eventually, but just with a different goal than these other two centers.
It is still early to say whether we will be setting up a center there,
okay.
But we will be working very closely with a partner in Japan itself. So we may not run the center, but we will leverage their center to work on some of these innovation programs.
Mm. Action Community for Entrepreneurship's Chief Executive, Edmus Neo, joining us today to talk about their new center, which launched in Bangkok sometime last month. It's to help Singapore SMEs expand into Thailand. Edmus, thanks for coming.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.